Hi guys, welcome back to the podcast.
Hello, welcome.
How was your week?
It was good. I got my thesis topic, so I've been busy researching for that. And I had my first week of proper lectures, so it's been good. And how was yours?
My week was really good. I've spent every single morning getting up at 5 a.m. and going to swim.
You go, girl.
At 6 a.m. And it's been amazing. And then she starts my morning off, and I feel like energized and ready for the day. So it's been really good.
That's really nice. I wish I had your energy. I think this coming week I'm going to force myself to get up early to go to gym.
One of these days you can join me on the weekend to come swim. That's what you should do. You gotta get up early.
Is it cold though?
It's not bad. It was a little bit warmer on, what day was it? Like Wednesday and Tuesday, like Monday, like the beginning of the week. And then something changed in the, like, I don't know, like the swell tide, whatever the case is.
Yeah.
And it definitely got colder. But it's one of those things where it's so early in the morning that it's almost warmer to be in the water than outside.
Yeah.
No, and it's not like a long swim.
Okay.
It's like a little bit of
in and out.
Yeah.
As long as there's a coffee at the end of it.
100%.
I'm keen to do it.
First of all, we need to address the title of this episode. Which is, who the fuck is Kate?
Yeah. First of all, I feel like we should explain it a little bit. The other day we met up for coffee and I was just saying how, like, I'm sure people are probably thinking, who on earth is this Kate chick? Because, like, Max does social media. She's got a social media following. Whereas I've just, like, come out of nowhere. I have a private Instagram, like, don't have a following. So, yeah, we just thought we would address it.
So who are you?
What, do you want me to give a description of myself?
Yeah, come on. Sell yourself.
I'm just a normal girl.
I'm just a small town girl.
I don't know. What do you want me to say about myself? I've given a description already.
Well, I think, yeah, to start, we should say a little bit about, like, how we met.
Yeah, we've known each other for a really long time. We went to the same school since preschool, which is before grade one.
I think we're like...
You're like four, I think.
Yeah.
So we weren't necessarily like good friends then.
No.
But I definitely have pictures of you at like my parties.
What a creeper. We also did the same
sports
and dancing. So yeah. I've got dance pictures of us doing ballet in like pre-2, pre-3.
So we've known each other for a really long time, but we only became very close.
Are we very close? I'm just joking.
When did we start hanging out? I feel like it was grade 6 we started.
I was going to say grade 5, grade 6.
Yeah.
So like midway through, what is that, prep school? No, that's not prep.
Because I remember going to like Build A Bear with you and stuff.
Oh my goodness.
Remember that?
I do. I still have my Build A Bear.
Oh, I do too. I dress my cat sometimes in the Build A Bear robe, but he loves it.
Oh my goodness. So that's kind of how we became, well, that's how we started becoming friends, and then I think we just got closer and closer.
Yeah, I feel like in high school we got the closest. We were like,
oh, I actually don't. Sorry to burst your bubble.
Excuse me.
No, I was gonna say I feel like we got the closest in after school.
Yeah, but like we did a lot of stuff in high school together. Wow. The truth is coming out. I thought Max was my best friend, but she did not feel the same.
No, I did. But I'm just meaning, like, we...
No, like, now our friendship is, like, very, like, more...
More what? Just tell me.
I don't know, like, not superficial. Like, we're not just hanging out because we want to go to parties together. Like, we...
Oh, I am. No, I agree. I actually think we were really close in high school, and then I think varsity just like
made him
accelerated it because we literally did the exact same. We had the exact same like situations going on, so it just made it a lot easier to be friends. It was just convenient.
Okay. This podcast is also just for my convenience.
Yeah.
I asked Max to join my podcast. Max is actually just the editor. I told her.
So yeah, that's who Kate is. Another question that, or not question, but statement, I should say, that came up a lot was talking about you doing the podcast. because people think that you're quite an introvert.
Address my haters. No, I'm just joking. Yeah, apparently a lot of people, like when Max is saying she's doing a podcast with me, we're just like, wow, we're so surprised, because I'm the type of person that, like, when you meet me, I wouldn't say I'm shy, but maybe I come across as shy just because, like, I'm very much like, I don't say a real person in shade all these people that are like, but like, if I don't know you well, like, I'm not going to act like you're my best friend. But when you get to know me, I'm actually very extroverted and I do have verbal diarrhea.
No, I agree. I think people who are saying that, I feel like, don't know you, like, yeah, or aren't that close to you.
They don't know the real me. They don't know my story.
They don't know you well enough, because if they did, they'd be like, oh my God, this girl just does not shut up.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I feel like we should just jump straight into our
Fae Find. Matt. I think both of us are very tone deaf. Like, one of our friends used to sort of sing.
Oh yeah, actually she did.
And we were both pretty bad.
That's actually one thing that I wish I was good at. I have to admit, singing.
Mm, same. I think everyone would like to be able to sing. It's such a cool talent.
I used to always also want to be able to play a musical instrument.
I've always wanted to learn the piano, and especially now, and I'm just waiting for your response to what I'm about to say.
And that's here.
But my mom made a playlist, and it's a lot of, like, contemporary classical music. I don't know, I'm probably going to butcher the name, like, Ludovici Einaudi.
Yeah, that was wrong.
I definitely butchered the name, but I love listening to that music, and I wish I could play it.
You could play at my wedding.
I was planning my wedding last night.
Really?
Yeah. I found the location. Like, I've found a company that will...
Is it in South Africa?
No. I'm having destination wedding, so I don't have to invite all the people I actually don't want there.
You mean me? Yeah.
No, you're going to be my maid of honor, Max.
Really?
I'm sure the gesture won't be reciprocated.
Nope.
I'm joking. Oh, yeah, but basically, we need to hop into our fae
find. Oh, yeah,
because we're just rambling on.
Okay. I'll go first.
Yeah.
Okay, so my fave find, I've actually got it here with me. So you can do a little bit of an ASMR opening.
Ooh.
Oh, did you hear that? Saucy. My fave find is hand sanitizer. And it's full V-safe hand sanitizer. And it is alcohol-free hand sanitizer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure about you, but with COVID and having to put hand sanitizer on every 2 seconds, my hands have just been absolutely destroyed, especially when you go into some of those malls or restaurants. Like, the hand sanitizer they use is just
it's horrible,
pure alcohol. So this hand sanitizer is really good. You can get it online at fulvisafe.com, fulvi safe, and it's like antiviral
promo.
Yeah. Sponsor me. And it's, alcohol-free, antiviral, it's baby safe. It's really, really good.
That's,
and they also have a cream. Yeah. I've been using the cream.
A hand sanitizer cream?
Like a barrier cream.
Oh, that's really cool. I've never heard of
that.
Yeah,
and a throat spray. But the barrier cream is really good if you suffer from eczema.
Yes, because I was thinking, like, people with eczema can't use the alcohol.
Yes, yeah, that's a big thing.
Yeah.
So.
It's really cool.
And you? What's your fave find?
Okay, so my fave find this week, I wasn't going to do this because I was like, I've done a book already, but Max just rolled her eyes.
Here we go.
But, okay, I took the plunge and decided to start reading the Bridgerton series, the books. Basically, I've read two now in 2 weeks. I've read a book a week, and I bought the third one yesterday. I'm already 100 pages in. They're super good, and what really surprised me was usually, like, TV series based on books are, like, more raunchy than the actual book, but holy moly guacamole. Julia Quinn is a saucy lady. Like, these sex scenes are, it's like erotica. Like, I feel uncomfortable reading it. Yeah, so if you want a saucy book, then Bridgerton is a good option, but also they're just, like, really good books. Like, they're the type of books that you just don't want to, like, put down. Like I said, like, I finished two in 2 weeks, so I will say that the first two books are a little bit repetitive, the storyline. It was a little bit, like, written to an algorithm, But the second book is proving to be, I mean, the third book is proving to be very different. And yeah, if they're going to release Netflix series on the books, then there's going to be 10 seasons, which is a lot.
What season are they on right now?
The first season. So the first season is based on the first book, and then each book is a different Bridgerton's story. So there you go. Book club with Kate.
So our first topic that we're going to cover today is a little bit controversial.
I don't know which one this is.
Oh, surprise.
So, yeah.
Is cosmetic surgery.
Oh, yeah.
So I feel like we should start by telling, you need to tell me, Kate. You need to.
Yeah.
Tell me if you have had any cosmetic surgery or if you would want any cosmetic surgery.
I haven't had cosmetic surgery. Like the most, like the biggest thing I've had is I had a hernia underneath my belly button. So when they fixed that, my belly button changed shape. But I'm definitely not opposed to plastic surgery. I mean, I wouldn't go and get like my whole body done. But especially like Botox, when I start getting wrinkles, I would really like to do like preventative Botox. Since I'm 22.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not opposed to it. And you, Max, please expose yourself.
I've had my boobs done. I've also had lipo under my arms, like in my armpits. And my arms.
But they do that with most boob surgeries, don't they?
You can if you want the fat removed from the side.
Yeah, I know a lot of people that had it done at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay, so what surgeries would you foresee yourself having in the future?
I know you just tee me up. I have a surgery planned.
Really?
My chin.
Oh, yes, we spoke about... Oh, you're getting...
Yeah.
Ooh, exciting.
I do have my chin planned. I don't think, I'm going to say this and I know it's just going to come back. I don't think I have much more that I would want done.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if Botox counts. I don't think it counts, but I could definitely see myself doing Botox in the future.
I definitely want to do preventative Botox.
Yeah. But I have to admit, I can really see how it can become addictive. You know, when you like watch programs like Botched, or like you see those things where people get like multiple, like literally like tens of hundreds of thousands, like surgeries.
So many surgeries.
And I often used to look at those things and be like, what the hell? Like, why do they get so many surgeries? And from my experience, like when you go in and you get something done and you're like, that was so easy. Like that was an insecurity. I had an issue with something.
Yeah.
Went and got it changed. And now I don't have that issue with it.
Like it's super quick.
Yeah, like
instant gratification.
Yes, literally. Yeah. So I can completely see why people are like, oh well, let me just do this then and this then and that.
But also TikTok has made me notice things on my body and my face and that I've never even thought about. Like, because like they're all fat, like are like obsessed with Madison Beer's nose, and like then now that I notice, like I don't have the like cute little
button
ski
nose.
Slope button nose. And then I recently went to the ENT because I've been struggling with my sinuses. And I was kind of, I have a slightly deviated septum. I was kind of hoping that he was going to say like, yeah, no, we need to do surgery. And then I could just get like a sneaky, we'll just shave some of it off whilst you're there.
A little sneaky nose shot.
Alas, no. it did not come to fruition.
It is really bad because, I think with like, especially with me, with like filming and taking pictures. Like,
oh yeah.
I haven't posted in a long time, but I do have a YouTube channel, and like recording yourself and then looking back or having to like rewatch and staring at your face, it's so easy to be like, oh well, you know, no one's face is symmetrical.
Yeah.
But it's very easy to look at your face and be like, oh, my one eyebrow is low, or my one eye droops, or my. Mm-hmm. Whatever the case is. So it's, I can completely, and I think TikTok really doesn't help.
Yeah, it enhances it. We all need to spend a day in other people's shoes, seeing ourselves from other people's perspectives, and then we'd probably love ourselves a lot more.
Speaking about other people's perspectives, I don't know if you've seen on TikTok, there's that like thing going around where people, I don't know what the app is or like program, but people like they make a whole bunch of faces and then they say like, okay, duet this video if I've made you.
Oh, I'm waiting to see myself.
But I wonder if I'd ever notice that they made one of, if they did make one and look like me. I wonder if I'd actually look at it and notice myself.
But I do sit and scroll through those accounts, like, waiting to find myself. I just want to see it. Like,
it's never me.
No, it's also, like, whenever there's things about, like, your star sign, they never flipping do Aquarius.
Really?
Like, yeah, I'm like, screw you, you 15-year-old that's making this TikTok. Like,
they always do me.
Really? Always. What are you?
Capricorn.
Oh, well.
The goat.
The goat.
We are. We're a goat. Greatest of all time.
I don't... Mine isn't, like, a proper, like, animal or something. I don't know what it looks like. I need my book.
Look at that.
Aquarius book.
In your phone.
I have heard that my star sign is the best star sign. So.
Bullshit. Absolute bullshit.
Let's have a look. Images. Oh, it's an urn pouring water by the looks of things. That's a bit lame. Dang it. Screw you, Mom, for having me in February.
Speaking about star signs, would you, if you have children in the future, if you're able to have children in the future, would you plan out would you plan out your pregnancies to match with a certain star sign? I've seen that on TikTok where people want their child to be a Gemini or whatever the case is.
I don't think I would go that far, but I would plan it so that they both... I say this and then I might just, like, get knocked up randomly. But I would probably just plan so that their birthdays weren't at, like, shitty times.
Like my birthday. Thanks, Mum.
Oh, I have a funny story about birthdays. So my sister's boyfriend, he was born also at end of December, and his mom didn't want him to be the youngest in the grade, and so she went to Home Affairs when she went to, like, register the birth or something and said that they'd got the date of his birthday wrong and that he was actually born in January instead of December. So now he celebrates his birthday in January, the year after he was born.
Oh, yeah. God.
Yeah. How weird.
Mom, are you listening to this?
I mean, I completely get her, the reasoning. Like, rather be the oldest in the grade than the youngest.
Mom.
I'm just throwing shade to Max all the time.
Mom, you could have done so much more.
She could have gone to Home Affairs and lied. You could have been the 30th of Jan instead of the 30th of December.
I know, but I don't know if I'd like that, because I love the fact that when you guys all turn 50, I'll be 49.
Yeah, I know. To be fair, like, in school, it's not the greatest because you want to be older. But now, like, I'm 22 and Max has only just turned 21 and I'm jealous of you. Like,
I think...
The champagne problem.
I think on the kids thing, I think I would do the same, because, like, coming from having a birthday at the end of the year, which isn't the nicest, I think I would try to have my children, if I do have children one day, or if I can have children one day, I'd like to have my children the first half of the year. But I don't think I would do the star sign thing. I think that's a little overboard.
I think that's a bit, that's a bit gray.
Okay. Crazy.
But no offense. We don't want to offend anyone.
Our last, we're only doing two because we just talk too much. Our last little segment, not segment, topic.
Yeah.
Is being friends with the opposite sex when you have a significant other. So, i.e., like, if you're friends with guys and you have a boyfriend, or if you're friends with girls and you have a girlfriend. Hello? Is this thing on?
Sorry, I just
so I think, well, first of all, how it came about was, I have close friendship with a guy, and I see him pretty regularly, and we went for breakfast the other morning, and my boyfriend's sister's friend saw us out, and then she told my boyfriend's sister, and she was like, Max and I'm still together, like, what's going on? And that's how this whole topic came about. Mm-hmm. And I said to Kate, it's such a, like, relevant topic, because I don't know why, but people just assume that you cannot be friends with an opposite gender if you have a boyfriend.
Yeah, it's very weird. And also, like, obviously that girl knew who both of you were, but, like, if she didn't know the guy, like, that could have been your cousin or, like, your
Literally.
Brother.
Yeah.
And then, like, you're like, oh, I saw so-and-so. I think it's, as long as your friend doesn't make your boyfriend uncomfortable, then like why not be friends?
I feel like, once again, like we keep coming, I think this is gonna be our quote.
Mm.
Communication is key. Yeah. I think as long as you are open to your partner,
yeah,
like as long as you're not going behind their back meeting someone and then doing something and then they find out some way, or you just don't tell them.
Yeah,
if you're communicating, you say I'm doing this and this and this with so and so, I don't see the issue in it at all.
No, me neither. Well, I mean, like I say this, but when I was in first year, my boyfriend, what he's studying, it's a very small course, so I think there was probably like 50 of them, and most of them were girls, and he'd been to an all-boys school, and then all of a sudden he was friends with all these girls. So like, I definitely struggled and put him through his paces. Now I don't really like care. And now his honors degree that he's doing, it's I think 20 people and 3 of them are guys and the rest are girls. But now like we can just humor it, and like I like joke and say like, oh, which ones have like fallen in love with you yet and stuff, because there were girls in his undergrad that had crushes on him. Yeah, you just kind of have to find the humor in it and not let it stress you out, because the more you sort of like are mean to them because they have friends, the more likely they're going to be more secretive, and it's just going to be a vicious cycle and cause issues.
Definitely. I think it all just comes down to trust.
Yeah.
If you trust that person. And also, if your girlfriend or boyfriend has a friend and you haven't met them, or you've like never been around them, I think that's also like a big thing. I think you should be able to hang out as a three.
Yeah, 100%.
In order, like, I think that automatically helps the situation.
Because, like, I'm all for having, like, separate friends. I don't think, like, it's necessarily healthy to have, like, if you're in a relationship with someone, like, your whole life is just with them and your friends group is with them. Like, it's good to have time alone with your friends or whatever. But it does definitely settle your mind meeting a friend who is the opposite sex, or even if your partner maybe is bisexual, could be a potential interest for them. It definitely settles your mind meeting them and being able to like converse with them and see that they're not actually out to get involved with your boyfriend or girlfriend.
Definitely. On that note, it also goes hand in hand with like being friends with someone that you had a previous thing with. Like, what are you, because like, for instance, I think it was like a month ago now, one of my really close guy friends, I have hooked up with him in grade 9. I happened to go for lunch with my current boyfriend, him, and what should I call him? It Boy?
It Boy.
Okay, we're going to just call me close friend It Boy. So my current boyfriend, It Boy, and then I happened to also be with Shy Boy.
Max's first kiss.
My first kiss. So I was at this table with like 3 guys that I hooked up with, all of them. And I remember saying to my mom, it's such a weird concept because like for some reason we just don't think that you can like have a relationship, or like a mutual relationship with people that you've had something with in the past. But yet when you're older, that like, and you're grown up, it doesn't seem to be a thing. Like,
yeah, I was speaking about this with another one of our friends the other day, and I was saying like, I really don't care like if my boyfriend is hooked up with. But then again, what that friend pointed out to me was me and my boyfriend got together when we were 16. So he never had a proper relationship with any of the people he's hooked up with, nor did he have very intimate relations with them. So I suppose maybe people would have issues with it if like you were like actually like hooking up in a much more like intimate way with someone, and then you know what I'm saying? Like my boyfriend just kissed the girls. Like it wasn't like a full-on
sex with him. Yeah, in my sense, I just kissed them.
Yeah,
I didn't sleep with them. I didn't have like long-term relationships. So maybe that's a key difference.
I think it just depends also like the type of relationship you had with like your new boyfriend or girlfriend and the person that you'd previously like had relations with.
Yeah, I think to summarize, I think it definitely depends on what type of relationship you had with that person previously. I think if your relationship was maybe more serious, or like you did more serious things, whatever your definition of serious things, that depends. And that would obviously like impact if you can have a good...
A friendship.
Yeah,
a
friendship.
Mm.
All right, say... Our last segment is, of course, our TikTok times, which, like I said, Kate has kind of planned this week's episode, so she's gonna take us away with the TikTok times.
Honestly, this specific TikTok, she's actually a YouTuber, but she's very active on TikTok. Trisha Paytas has been, I think it's maybe a couple weeks ago, but they just keep coming up on my For You page. She has been doing the Greatest Showman dance, like the, I'm not sure, what is this, what is the name of this, is it the one?
Should I find the name quickly?
I don't really want to sing it, but I suppose I will. It's the one that goes,
please don't.
Come now on, da, 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 da. Okay, that's it. Her dancing to this is actually, it's bringing me life. Like, it is the funniest thing I have ever seen. And you know, she is also taking the piss, so I'm not being nasty. She's not trying to dance really well, and oh my word, you just go, her name on TikTok is Trish Like Fish, or Trish Like Fish, and you need to scroll down
88
Trish Like Fish 88 scroll down, find the ones where she's dancing to this, and it's I can't explain it. Like, it honestly, I will be lying like in my room by myself, literally with tears running down my face watching these videos. But I mean, Trisha Paytas is just, I know she's really very controversial, and doesn't, she's not very respectful at times, but oh my god, she's funny.
She's absolutely hilarious. She is sometimes
hilarious. Yeah, so that's like our TikTok times. I suppose it's kind of like a feature of like someone we've been enjoying.
That is everything for today's episode. We hope you guys enjoyed.
Yes, and do all the usual things. Comment or leave a review.
Rate. 5-star, of course. Yes,
follow our Instagram page. And please send us some like topics, ideas or something.
Yeah, we have very few right now. And we want to get quite a lot so that we can dedicate a whole episode to it. So don't be shy. We might look a little bitchy, but we're not.
Yeah. Actually, a lot of people have told me that when we're together, we look really mean.
It's actually just you. I think I look a lot nicer. So. Do you think so? Who do you think looks meaner?
You.
Really?
You definitely look mean. You're sassy.
Do you think so? I think you look meaner.
We'll never know.
I think it's, you know what I think it is? I think you
should we do a poll?
100%. I think it's because you smile more.
And that makes me look meaner.
No, that makes you look nicer. I think it's because you smile more. Like, when you're awkward, you smile. When I'm awkward, I just go blank-faced. You know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe.
We need to poll.
Yeah. I'm just trying to put on a mean face.
But thank you guys so much for listening. Stick around for next week's episode.
Bye.
Bye.